brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Open phones in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. The last hour, I was getting into the public preparations for open martial law for the first time in modern history, really since the Civil War. The president has announced himself a total dictator above even Congress, but he's gone to a level even more intense than that because there's not even going to be a puppet Congress. He's told Congress they have no authority for the first time in U.S. history. The powers have been slowly being codified, administration to administration. Look for the baton to simply be passed to another administration if Bush doesn't go into a hot war against the U.S. The president is an agent of the New World Order here to abolish the United States, here to destroy our currency, our good name, and to use us up and to run up our debt to basically empower the globalists. And there's some footage up on PrisonPlanet.com today from 3 years ago at the G8 summit in Georgia. And it was on an island, but they went onto the mainland and were just randomly telling everybody, knocking on their doors. They had M16 saying, you got a problem with us being here, being aggressive, coming into churches, listening to the services and trying to intimidate the people. And later, of course, it came out in mainstream news. They do go to churches and in plain clothes and spy on the preachers. And they use the military criminally to do this. I mean, this is right out of the Soviet Union. And they keep telling this woman while they've got guns that they don't have guns. And then they keep interrupting her going, hey, hey, settle down. And then, oh, settle down. Oh, settle down. Using that tactic. Here it is.
The following footage is from Brunswick, Georgia. This is nearby where the G8 was recently held. The G8 is when the world's most powerful leaders get together to discuss the most important world issues. For them, apparently, police and military took over town close to the G8, stood in and listened during church services, and created a threatening environment for those just trying to go about their day. This is a very clear example of the Posse Comitatus Act being violated, and the military and police merging into one solid force, much like the Gestapo.
There were five of us out here this morning. They
claimed the
machine gun thing. She's with our class.
He said church service with you. Did you guys have a problem with him sitting in church service with you?
No, we had it. We can find out.
Okay.
But the other thing is, he's asked if I wanted to make a complaint to the commanding officer, and I said yes, but I don't want more of these vehicles coming up here, pulling up here, because it's scaring the neighbors.
We're down here to support local, state, federal law enforcement.
Can I ask a question?
But you're driving me down. Now you're coming down the window. You're scaring the local people.
No, that's his commanding officer.
How you doing, man? Are you the person that's here?
Yes. And I was asking if I could make a complaint, not here, if there's an office I can go to, because I don't want a whole bunch more of these vehicles coming up here. Now look, all the neighbors are all afraid of us. Because they think you're here and we're doing something bad.
I'm trying to answer your complaint.
Right. And I asked Lieutenant Thomas here if there was another way that I could make this complaint besides this.
You got to kind of understand, we're not the police department. We live in a field environment. We live.
Well, I'm sure there's somebody has an office somewhere.
You got a problem with us being in this church service? And they're all milling around, got real aggressive body language. And he tells her, oh, we live in the field. There's no way to make a complaint anywhere else. He doesn't tell her about his battalion commander, doesn't do what he's supposed to do. But again, it's all about getting us ready. And then they don't let her file the complaint. And they say none of them have guns. And then they point out guns they've got, and they go, well, those are just what the government give us. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're playing audio from video of the U.S. Army with police, quote, there to support local law enforcement, and they were going into churches. They were knocking on doors. They admitted multiple doors, multiple churches, just sitting down in their camouflage, bugging their eyes out. And I've been to these unannounced drills. I mean, sometimes they set buildings on fire, blow cars up unannounced. It's all part of acclimating. And then they've got M16s. You can type in 2004 G8 Summit Georgia into Google or any other major search engine and click on the image function, and you will see the photos and then links to the news articles where they were there. With their guns. And then, again, one of the cameramen videotaping this, one of the locals goes, who obviously been in the military, knows the proper name of one of the larger, medium-sized guns up on top one of the Humvees. And then the guy goes, that's just what the government issues us. And they keep interrupting her every time she wants to, quote, file a complaint. And then they just walk off. Let's go back to the tape. Listen carefully. They talk about knocking on people's doors. Just, hello, we're here from the Army. Mind if we inspect for weapons? By the way, that happened in 1998 is the earliest I know of this happening in Hebron, Maryland. We have footage of that. And then locals came out with cameras and troops walk right up with machine guns and say, turn your camera off. I mean, this is America, folks. They've been doing this very quietly, very slowly, but now they've done it in every town I know of. And it's all to train the local cops that when they roll in, they roll over, and then they orderly attack their enemy, that's the American people. And listen to him. He talks about his rules of engagement, too, yeah, with the American people. It's high treason, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these people is a violator of federal law and guilty of treason. Here it is.
Well, I'm sure there's somebody that has an office somewhere that I can call up on the telephone and talk
to
without having Humvees coming out here.
Well, ma'am, that's the vehicles that we're equipped with.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't have a rental car.
I didn't say that you did, but I'm sure there's somebody in an office with a telephone that I could talk to without having you come down here in your vehicle.
Well, ma'am, your complaint is serious enough that we want to address it immediately. Because it's actually very outrageous. Because none of my soldiers are equipped with machine guns.
Do you see it? There was five of us.
What kind of machine gun?
I don't know. It was a big black gun on the ground.
It was a Mark 1 50 caliber. You don't have to get into the comments for me. I'll assure you that.
I'm saying the soldiers went door to door this morning. They went door to door asking the neighbors if any of them had any problems.
Stop it right there. Back it up about a minute. Notice one of the locals says, hey, that was a Mark whatever, PPK. And the cops step forward and go, ho, ho, be quiet. You stay out of it. And they start muscling up over towards him. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Those aren't guns. You understand? They got guns mounted up on top of the Humvees, and they got M16s. And they're saying, there's no guns? Ma'am, it's kind of ridiculous, your complaint. So we're knocking on some doors. So we're going in your churches. What's your problem with that, ma'am? And they do this all over the country. This was the G8s. They were a little more aggressive. But I've got video of them. They pull families over with guns and say, get out of the car. And the cops are there and say, get on the ground. And then they'll start saying on video, thank you for complying with this drill. Well, take Road to Tyranny. I've got so many clips of this. The fella that I interviewed here in Austin, Texas, owns a successful computer company. I'll just leave it at that. But, you know, he's upper middle class. He was driving down the road. He heard my show before. This was like, I did this interview in 2000. But put it in Road to Tyranny in 2001. He's driving down the road. He'd heard my show for years. You know, he's older now. But he had been in the Marine Corps in the 80s in Virginia, and they had recruited him secretly into a secret project to begin the destruction of Posse Comitatus. And they did door-to-door gun confiscations in certain areas, drills. They raided gun shops. They raided drug dealers' houses, and they were put on police uniforms. And by that, they're just black or blue uniforms that say police. I heard a fellow on the radio the other day, a veteran who was taking care of a 70-something-year-old sick wife, called the hospital to send an ambulance, and instead, guys wearing fire department, black uniforms that said fire department, this was in Arkansas, came in with sidearms and were in triangulated positions interrogating him before, and they just said, well, we come now to every ambulance call. Guaranteed that was military. But only because I've seen it literally 50-something other times or more. I know the M.O. You know, they had their pants bloused. They were in good shape. But side issue. This guy's driving along in Kyle, south of Austin, broad daylight. U.S. Army's got a checkpoint out there randomly pulling over people, searching vehicles. And, of course, he had been in the Marine Corps. Then he became a police officer in Florida. And then he started a computer company here in Austin. And he said he just couldn't believe it. He said, I'd heard you talk about it. And, of course, before he became a police officer, he'd been a Marine guarding Space Command. He even showed me photos of that, stuff that wasn't classified. But I saw all his paperwork and everything. Because, see, he got put into one secret project for gun confiscation and gun confiscation drills. And then he got put into another secret project, and then he went into law enforcement, and then he got out of it. But I'm already digressing. This is so criminal, what they're doing, and they're using tactics on the American people. Now, in Iraq, they just spray the woman in the face with machine gun bullets, take a vehicle, take an Abrams tank, and run over her car, and laugh at her, and take her children to Abu Ghraib. By the way, I'm not joking. We have video of them just shooting children, shooting women, blowing cars up, laughing. You can see them guzzling beer and then laughing and going, watch this. And there's just a busy highway, and they're just opening fire as cars explode, and people are falling out dead out of the sides. And one of them laughs and says, look at that lady. And she's like 600 yards away. He's got a 50 cal. He goes, what do you want to bet I can blow that bleeper's head off? All right, let's see you do it. And they shoot, and it's described, they do this in front of reporters, as the woman's head blows off, and then she just falls down, and it was described her hand was in the four-year-old's hand, and the hand just slipped out, and the child, I mean, think about the cinematic nature of that, the way it was described. I mean, you can't get any more tyranny. A woman's walking with a small child, holding its hand, and they blow her head right off. I mean, they blow it right off, and they laugh, and it's funny because they played video games growing up. They watched television. They were indoctrinated in all this, and they just blew her head. And that was outside Basra. They just blew her head right off, and that child, imagine your mother's head blows right off while you're holding your mother's hand. And then you're just sitting there and describe the child. They're trying to get their mother up where the 50 cal bullet had gone in right in the face. Blown the whole back of the head off. You think you're safe with a government like that, you fools. You think they're doing stuff like that and they're not going to try that with you? What is wrong with you? What goes around comes around. You reap what you sow. You dig it? You ever figured that out? Let's go back to these archenemies of America as they sit there and play games with this woman and sit there and then a man speaks. Because you notice on the video, they're kind of telling the men people stand back. We're going to have a woman talk, and then we're going to discredit her, and we're going to, you know, not let her file a complaint and go, we just live in the woods, ma'am. There's no way to file a complaint. What? We can't go to church? I'm going to one of your churches right now. And, of course, it's now admitted they're in there spying on the churches, as traitors do, as enemies of everything American do. Back to the traitors.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't have a rental car.
I didn't say that you did, but I'm sure there's somebody in an office with a telephone that I could talk to without having you come down here in your vehicle.
Well, ma'am, your complaint is serious enough that we want to address it immediately. Because it's actually
okay.
Very outrageous. Because none of my soldiers are equipped with machine guns.
Do you see it? There was five of us.
What kind of machine
gun? I don't know. It was a big black gun on the ground.
I was 903. It was a Mark 150 cal.
Sir, you don't have to get into the comments for me. I'll show you, ma'am.
I'm saying that the soldiers went door to door this morning. They went door to door asking the neighbors if any of them had any problems with that. Seems to me they're trying to seek out a problem that may not exist. Like, if someone has a problem, they'll call and they'll complain.
But
why are they trying to find something that may not be there?
Let's stay focused here. You said
he
that.
He saw it, too.
All right, but you said somebody pointed a machine gun at you.
Yes, they were parked over there. They were parked right there.
I will assure you, ma'am, none of my soldiers, my rules of engagement does not allow me to
have... I saw a machine gun.
Well, ma'am,
by the way, head pause. When the cameraman goes over to show them, you see another cameraman go, look, I got it on tape. He starts walking over to show the officer the video. That's when the police go, let's go, we're out of here. And they all just leave and go to the next group of to condition. Because obviously they don't want to see video of the guys aiming a machine gun at them. Folks, I've had MPs walk right up and put a gun to my chest and tell me that I'm going to get on the ground and they're going to kill me. And Mike started arguing, so they grabbed him and shoved him down and put the gun right up to the back of his head in San Antonio, Texas. So don't tell me these punks don't do that. These America killers have got a job, and that's to bring the Republic down, and they like it. Now go back to the filth.
Well, man, I will assure you, none of my soldiers have machines. Brunswick Police
Somebody
Department.
Had one.
Well, ma'am, then...
And they were driving a Humvee. It was one of those things that was in the rack.
Ma'am,
it was
as you can see, this is the standard setup of my vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I can't choose what vehicles I have. This is what the United States government has issued me.
The first thing is, soldiers want to come to a church service. That's great. But why? It just seems awfully... Of all the churches in Brunswick, Georgia, they take it to one where it's the minister's church who signed the permit ordinances.
My soldiers have gone three services this today.
All right, we'll be right back.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Attention, women over 40. If you want to look as much as 20 years younger in less than 1 minute, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new cosmetic product that makes wrinkles almost invisible to the naked eye. In fact, the new product allows some women to look so young so fast that it makes them feel like they're cheating. They are in a way, but it works. By the way, it's also a jealously guarded secret used by professional models. You see, these women often have to look much younger than they really are, or else they lose their jobs. The product uses something like a magician's trick to actually de-age the appearance of human skin, and it's now available to listeners of this station. Want to take years off your appearance and don't want cosmetic surgery or painful injections? There is now a very real chance you can do it with its new cream called Simply Magician's Formula 987. Just go to 987magic.com. That's 987magic.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Let's finish up with these clips and get to your calls. Here they are saying they just want to go to their church. It's the local church that I guess have been protesting against something locally. I mean, there's all these Humvees out front. They're all walking around the streets. And I did see footage at the time of other such behavior and see it in the news. And we had guests on, so they were searching vehicles and doing a bunch of other stuff. But it's the dishonesty on this tape. Well, we don't have guns. Well, there's a gun right there. Be quiet. Well, here's video of them pointing the gun at us. Oh, we're out of here. Oh, what's wrong with us going to your churches? What's wrong with us knocking on your doors? They admit it all. Here it is.
Of all the churches in Brunswick, Georgia, they take it to one where it's the minister's church who signed the permit ordinances.
My soldiers have gone to 3 services this today. I'm on my way to a service
right
now.
I'm not finished. I didn't,
you're
interrupting me.
Oh, ma'am, you're being...
You said you wanted to hear my complaint. Right, it doesn't sound like you really want to hear my complaint.
I apologize.
It doesn't seem like you really are listening to my complaint at all.
I shouldn't have interrupted you, ma'am. I'm sorry. But I think we were going in a certain line. We're not going to go anywhere.
This is intimidation.
Is there someone we can contact if that happens again?
Yeah, who can we contact if that happens again? Can we? Because we want a liaison.
Well, I think I remember she was...
I don't even know what he saw.
And then they drive off. Now, if you go to PrisonPlanet.com, you can watch that video. It's mixed in with a bunch of clips from my other documentaries. I want to know where this footage comes from, and I want to find out the original source of it, because it's important to get a better copy out there on the web. It's not a very good encoding or upload. It looks like it's a video of video off the web. But really, it's just par for the course with everything else that's happening. I mean, I remember 6-7 years ago telling people about training manuals that had phone numbers on them to the FBI, saying gun rights groups, property rights groups, people that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. Call the police on them if you see them. And I would get calls on radio. I would get emails. I would get letters saying, you're a liar. This just isn't real. It's a fake flyer. And I remember scanning that flyer onto the web about 8 years ago, and people were constantly on message boards saying, this is fake. This isn't real. And now it's gone light years past that. Now it's in the Associated Press, the online flyer, a similar federally written guideline, with the state of Alabama. But the only reason the media cares is because it goes after, quote, gay rights. So-called gay rights. I mean, at a certain point, what is even the point of even getting to all this news? I mean, really, it's starting to make my head spin. They're all around us, setting up martial law. They're engaging in every form of crime you can imagine. And they don't care. They're just going to continue to push it and push it and push it and run around in their uniforms telling us that they're God. And they don't even know that they work for the foreign banks that now completely own this country. I've got here in the stack the AP article about gay rights groups put on anti-terror list. Trying to dig it out. I wanted to read the exact headline for you, but it's probably just easier to say it doesn't exist and I'm a liar. It probably is just easier to do that. And then there's this. It is admitted that a year ago, the federal government released a tape that was an admitted computer morphing piece made for National British Television that aired on National British Television in 2003. And they air it, and it's admittedly fake, but then they simultaneously still say it's real. It's like CNN got caught showing footage of Mexican troops attacking citizens and said that it was Hugo Chavez doing it, and then CNN said it was a mistake. Sure, it was a mistake, and I'm a leprechaun. It's just, it's propaganda. Mossad agent Perlman releases phony Al-Qaeda tape. We'll cover this later. I mean, the guy is admittedly a Mossad agent, and he's the American Al-Qaeda. This is unbelievable.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
People of the world don't want war, but the elites do, and the wars really are waged against the internal populations more than they are against even foreign nations. The attack on Iraq is about profit. It's about a police state. It's about domestic control just as much as it's about seizing control of trillions of oil and hundreds of billions in no-bid weapons contracts. Charles, Jeff, Steve, and many others that are holding, we'll go to your calls here in just about 10 minutes, but I wanted to get Cindy Sheehan on because there's been comments like, you know, good riddance, attention whore, and Drudge carried that headline. Her son died, and I remember interviewing Cindy before the Democratic Party basically co-opted her, or tried to. Remember whenever she was really first on this show and shows on Genesis, when she was speaking out about the fraud that is the war. And so they tried to destroy her work and her son's memory and what she's done, just like they're now claiming Rosie O'Donnell was fired when it's admitted she wasn't fired. She left the show because of censorship. They want to destroy the fact, that's another news story today, that she boldly stood up for her convictions. Fox News and the Pentagon, that's who runs Fox, wanted to take that away. And so joining us is Cindy Sheehan. She's saying she's not giving up is the headline that I'm reading here, but that she's just getting out of the so-called peace movement, the co-opted Democratic Party. Look, as long as anti-war is a set piece for political power, it's okay. But now we got to get positioned for Hillary to come in and warmonger into Iran. And so I've heard locals talk about how bad she is. Oh, they loved her a year ago, but Cindy Sheehan, she's not good. Shows us that both parties are controlled. Cindy Sheehan, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, thank you, Alex. It's great to talk to you again.
Tell us about the whole saga. Just sum it up, what the last 2-3 years have been like since you've been going public and really being on the front line and being a focal point of this war being a international war crime, a war of aggression. And then what led you to make this announcement a few days ago?
Well, you know, after Casey died, I started to really do what I should have done before he died. I started to research about our country and what our country does. I had a vague notion, being a history major, but they don't teach us history, even in universities. You know, we get hand-picked, cherry-picked stories of how great our country is. And so I just started researching, you know, and I evolved to the place I am now from being anti-war to being anti-imperialism, anti-fascism, anti-corporatism that really characterize the nature of this conflict and the nature of the United States. And, you know, what something struck me when you were talking that I was co-opted or the Democratic Party tried to co-opt me. Well, I think that they definitely used the anti-war, what they call left, and the anti-war left in this country, to be elected to regain control of Congress, and then they have totally betrayed us. And that's really last week when they voted for the funding. I left the Democratic Party. Any ties I had to them, which were very, you know, tenuous at that point anyway, I cut all ties. You know, I renounced my my membership in the Democratic Party, and then the so-called left started slurring me with as much vigor and, you know, as despicably as the right has been doing for these past years. And I said, you know what, I don't need it. Why am I killing myself for trying to make this country better than it is? And why am I, you know, using up all my savings, all my energy, all my physical health for a country that really doesn't want to be helped?
Well, I understand that it's depressing some time in the face of the fight, but just since you made that announcement 2 days ago, I've seen you make some other announcements that you're realizing you can't give up because you're going to save lives of men and women in Iraq and our troops, other cases out there by what you're doing, and it's clear now. This is a wake-up call for everybody in America that the left-right paradigm is a false matrix-like illusion, and that the people, almost 80% in major polls, do want out of Iraq. We do want an end to this. So the people are with you, Cindy. It's just the Democratic apparatchik along with the Republican mechanism that are really joined at the hip and part of the same military-industrial complex. So I think it's all just, I mean, look at the poll came out a month ago that Bush has the same approval rating as Congress. So Democrats did have a better approval rating a few months ago, but now it's plunged too. So really, I think this is all part of the process of kind of an end of childhood for a lot of people, you know, mentally, that, my God, they really don't care what we want. We're really not in a free country.
Well, you know what? We're a laughingstock all over the world. The world sees that the majority of Americans want out of Iraq. They want the Bush administration gone. And they're still functioning. And if 80% of America is on my side and 80% of America supports what I say and wants the same things I want, then 80% of America have to start making some sacrifices also and not just sit behind their computers criticizing people who are making the sacrifices. And I will never give up on humanity. There are so many people in our world who are being destroyed, whose lands are being taken, whose families are being taken for this corporate military imperialism of the United States. And I will fight for them now and hope that there's some residual positive effect here in America.
Well, it is true that worldwide people are really waking up to what's happening, but I want to make it clear, and I want to get your take on this, Cindy Sheehan. When we say American imperialism, we have foreign interests, multinational corporations, Halliburton's now in Dubai, using America as their engine, as their front, to carry out world domination. So I think it's important to not, at the same time, just say that it's America. I mean, you want to comment on that?
Well, of course, it's corporate America, and with the backing and the approval and the cooperation of our government is what's happening here. I am sure, I'm positive that if American citizens knew what was going on, if they were really educated, they would be appalled and opposed to what really makes this country tick. And not just be opposed to the Iraq War or George Bush, because they're just symptoms of an underlying cancer in this country.
Well, you're right, it is a cancer, and it's always been disgusting to me that when George Bush is doing something bad, conservatives can't see it because he has a conservative label, and then when Democrats are doing bad things, liberals will defend them regardless. I mean, that's a recipe for enslavement.
Well, you know, and what is a liberal now? People say Hillary Clinton is a liberal, and that's just an abomination of the term. Like you said, you know, she's just a war hawk, a warmonger, and very little distinction between her and, let's say, a John McCain or a Rudy, more specifically, probably or appropriately, Rudy Giuliani.
Well, those two are almost identical. It's just one's a man, one's a woman.
Right.
You've been asked a lot about 9/11 truth and questions and calls like Ray McGovern has done for a independent investigation and the pools of molten steel and all of it. And I was just curious, did the Democratic operatives and people ever try to keep you from talking about that or talking about this war also being partly for Israel's gain? I mean, now that you've divorced yourself from the establishment system, which you were never really a part of. When I said co-opted, I meant they were trying themselves to co-opt your message. Yeah. But now, is there anything you want to say openly here about 9/11 investigations or about Israel?
Alex, I have also called for a valid, independent investigation of 9/11, and I've signed the petition with the Jersey Girls, who have been asking for a valid independent investigation also. I think that the 9/11 Commission and their report was, a total travesty and a smokescreen. And I am also calling for a better investigation. I mean, actually, really, an investigation into 9/11, because the other one was just a farce. And I have steadfastly stuck to my guns that I believe that part of the reason why we're having so many problems in the Arab Muslim world is because of our overwhelming support for Israel's policies in Palestine. And I've supported that. I've said that. I'll stand by that statement, 100%. I think that our policies need to be fair in that region to everybody who lives there, not just the government of Israel. And I know there are many people who are Jewish and who live in Israel who agree that their government is very oppressive of the Palestinian people. And I think those are occupied territories as much as Iraq is. And I've called for occupations to end all over the world.
Specifically on 9/11, why are you calling for another or really a first independent investigation?
Well, because I think the other one was just, for one thing, George Bush and Dick Cheney held hands and testified behind closed doors, not under oath. You know, it'd be nice to get these people out in the open. Let's get everything out in the open. And there are many things that just don't add up on that day.
What about specifics? Let's talk about some of the things that don't add up.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to say that I know that the government did it, because I don't know that. And the only reason I don't know that is because I have not had time to study it, as some people have had time to study it.
But you were just saying, though, that there are some things that don't add up. What are some of the things that make you question?
Well, why was the air defenses, why were they doing a exercise that day? Why was a new FAA head in there that day just for the first day? And why weren't the controls, the automatic mandatory controls is when you lose contact with an airplane, you intercept it with a military jet. And that should only take seconds. And those orders were, I mean, that's not even, from what I understand, and you know more about this than I do, it's not even an order to do that. It's mandatory.
It's default.
But from what I understand is the FAA person, the head of the FAA who just started that day, countermanded that automatic order.
Yes, that's what happened. And then, of course, the molten steel at temperatures hotter than jet fuel even burns for months in the basement.
Right. And it does look to me like it was a controlled demolition. But I'm not an expert.
I understand.
And
but
I haven't had time to research it. But it does to me look like a controlled demolition from a very amateur eye.
No, I understand,
you know,
but there have been a lot of engineers.
I'm looking at common sense, you know. I'm looking at common sense. I'm just coming at this from a common sense.
But there have been a lot of engineers.
I'm not an expert.
Sure, but there have been a lot of engineers and scientists saying it's a controlled demolition, and then we have all the firemen and police on video saying they were told to get back, that it was going to be brought down.
Right. So there's just a lot of very questionable things.
We also have Bush in the bunker, Cheney in the bunker, in control of the whole thing, and Norman Mineta's testimony about, you know, saying that the order still stood.
Well, see, and I said you know more about it than I do because I've been so busy, and I just try to stay up on, you know, the lies of the Iraq war, and I know that they're tied in together. But, you know, now that I have some time, maybe I'll be able to study it more thoroughly. But
now,
I do see some very high-profile people who are saying that they think it was an inside job.
Just final question, Cindy. I want you to tell people about your website, how people can support you, what your future plans are, and then a caveat to that. I just want to make the statement and get your take on it. I mean, there are some top, you know, fake neo-lib sites attacking you and people attacking you who are part of the system and make their living off of being apologists for the corrupt Democratic Party. But overall, I mean, the American people are supportive of you. Overall, people are disgusted with the Democratic Party, and that's why we see their approval ratings dropping like a lead in the ocean.
Uh-huh. Well, and I do know that there's a lot of support and love, but I do know that there's room for everybody to be involved in the movement too. So I'm gonna step out of the way and make room for those people. But right now, my website is the CampKCPeaceInstitute.org, and we are my staff. I have one assistant and my sister. We're going to pull back this month and try to see, we are going to be back, but we're going to be back from a different angle or a different direction. I think I've come to a brick wall in what I can do within the peace movement. So we're going to come at it. We've exploited the chink in the armor of the Bush administration. So we're going to come at it at a different angle.
I hear Bush is going to leave. His Hollywood cowboy set soon.
I heard that they're going to move to Dallas,
where Dick Cheney lives. So he won't need the cowboy set anymore, I guess.
Yeah, I am selling the property in Crawford, Texas that I purchased. And, you know, Camp Casey is going to live forever in people's memories and hearts. And, you know, I hope that, you know, the other day I said Casey died for nothing, but so many people have emailed me contradicting that, saying that, you know, his death sparked them to activism. And I just hope that people will honor Casey's death and the death of the others by continuing this struggle for truth, for peace, and for accountability.
I agree. By the way, you had to buy that property because they passed a special county law not letting you guys protest on the dirt roads.
In the ditches.
Yeah, just basically anywhere. All over the county, and so you had to go buy that property. I'm just curious, how much did you buy the property for?
I paid $52.5, and I have put in tens of thousands of dollars in improvements. So, you know, I'll consider every offer as long as it's reasonable.
Well, it'd be great to keep Camp Casey in the hands of people that are anti-war. Just as a historical, I guarantee you, that needs to have a historical marker placed on it, you know, 100 years from now, if we survive as a species.
I hope so, and I hope we survive as a species 100 years from now.
Absolutely. Well, I want to, as soon as you're rested in a month or so, I know you're exhausted, I want to get you up for a full hour to really talk about your experiences in the last, what, it's been 3 years that you've been out there fighting?
Almost, yeah. I started on the 4th of July, 2004.
I think that you are going to come back even stronger after a month's rest. I haven't had a rest, a real rest, more than a week or so in 12, 13 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I certainly need one myself, but there's just, but I'm afraid. I've taken off a week before, and then I'm totally exhausted when I actually relax that I like have to keep going or I'll fall apart. I've kind of gotten into that catch-22, but we'll all pray for you. And Cindy Sheehan, we appreciate you coming on, and you've really been an incredible trooper, and we salute you.
Well, I hope that we can, like you said, talk further and longer the next time.
God bless you.
Okay, you too, Alex. Thank you.
There she goes. We'll be right back with your calls, I promise. Straight to your calls on the other side.
I'm going to leave you.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa del viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito. Volando, volando, feliz momento en la mano.
Welcome back. Charles, Jeff, Steve, Jerry, Jeremy, everybody. Your calls are coming up. I want to tell you about a great sponsor that we have. That's blacklistedherbs.com, blacklistedherbsingular.com. We have banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to blacklistedherb.com. Before we took the sponsor, I did check into some of the products they carry on their site. And this Shilajit certainly is an incredible nutritive factor. And it's collected in the Himalayan mountains and mountain ranges throughout the north of the planet. And it's just an amazing compound, a lot of trace minerals and nutrients and key factors that you need. And they've got a free line of credit for listeners. You call up, get a three-month supply of Shilajit, and you can try it out. It is 84 different types of minerals in ionic live form, basically, folks. And they're so convinced that you'll love it that there's no, you don't have to give them the credit card number, no information, you know, just your name, but no financial information. And then they just send you an invoice with it. And if you want to keep it or you didn't believe in it, don't pay for it. If you do, then order some more. So that is quite a, or your money back deal because you never give them your money. Give them a call at 877-327-0365. Or I recommend you go to their website, blacklistedherb.com, blacklistedherb.com, or 877-327-0365. And you cannot beat that deal just for Alex Jones listeners. All right, let's go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on the air. Welcome, sir. Thanks for holding.
Mr. Jones, about that presidential executive order when it makes him dictator, I was talking to a guy who was on a radio show, and he said if he wanted, he could just add Mexico onto the United States. Is this true?
Yes. No, I mean, according to Bush, yes. He's saying, well, look, it says Congress isn't involved. It
yes,
says
okay.
The governors aren't involved. It says no one. It's, I mean, it says, I, the president, give myself the power.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, even mainstream conservatives have looked at this. Liberals have looked at it. This is not Alex Jones's opinion. You can read it in plain English. Bush says, for any reason, he can say he's a dictator.
Yes. Okay. Now, I got involved with this truck rally, you know, last month.
Yes.
And I realized how dumb, and I'm not trying to knock anybody, how really dumb the American people are. And I'm wondering, how could we educate them? If it goes like this, Mr. Jones, much longer, we lost the country. I don't think we're going to get the country back, but you see something I don't.
Well, here's the deal. Most of the mainline dumbos have heard us, and they've snickered and giggled and said, well, it's not true. But the seeds are planted. And so if we're unable to stop the next phase going into place, their life's going to be so bad that a lot of them are going to remember what Charles and Alex told them.
Yeah, well, Mr. Jones,
stay there. I'm going to come back to you. But take us out to break. Go ahead.
I was in New Orleans when they was taking these guns away from these people. They was the scariest people in the world. Hello?
No, I know. I was just thinking about the images of it.
I was there. I mean, just trembled down with fear, and I mean, just lay down there.
Oh, I know. These guys with tats all over them, driving Harley, see a cop, they wet their pants.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than...